but what is the difference between, okay, so empathy, I know you feel the feelings. Telepathy, you're not thinking their thoughts, you're not reading their minds, but so what is telepathy? What is the difference between empathy and telepathy?
Very well. Empathy is not feeling the other individual's feelings. That would be empathic. But empathy is the expression of, in a manner of speaking, having the ability to relate to the feelings. When you empathize with another individual, you know what those feelings are from your own experience. You have similar experience, you have felt the same feeling, and therefore you know what the other individual is feeling based on your experience with the same feeling. Telepathy is, yes, not reading another individual's mind. It is not thinking their thoughts, and it is not listening to their thoughts. Telepathy is tapping into another individual's energy and allowing yourself to generate similar images to what the other individual is experiencing. Therefore, you're not reading their thoughts, but whatever they are experiencing, you are allowing yourself to tap into that and create images for yourself, translating what they are experiencing. It is not reading what they are thinking.
Can anybody do that?
Yes.
And what would that be called?
Reading their thinking?
Yeah. Like another word besides telepathy?
No. Can anyone use telepathy? Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. Can anyone read
someone else's thinking?
Yes.
Yes, but it would require a tremendous amount of practice and discipline. For that would be a very specific discipline and art, in a manner of speaking, in which you are using your inner senses along with tapping into the other individual's energy. And in doing so, what you would be doing would be connecting with their body consciousness and connecting with their physical brain and their brain patterns. Because the brain, the physical brain, is interpreting those messages that the thought mechanism is generating. Your thought mechanism is not your brain. It is not located in your brain. It is not a physical mechanism, but it connects directly with your physical brain, and therefore it would be necessary for you to connect with the other individual's physical brain in how they are processing that thought mechanism, which would require a very polished, empathic sense.
Oh, it's an empathic sense to you.
Yes, because through your empathic sense, what you are doing is you are merging with another being, another manifestation. And in that, you are experiencing what it is experiencing. Now, that would be a situation of incorporating that one step further, and rather than only experiencing what the other being is experiencing, also honing that skill to be directly connecting with the brain of the other individual and how it is firing and how it is processing physically to generate an interpretation of the thought process of the other individual. It would not be exact, it would not be precise, but it would be considerably close.
So you said empathy, you know, having the same experience, then what was telepathy?
No. Empathy is different from empathic.
Right. Okay. Empathics have the same experience.
Yes.
Empathy is the same, like...
Empathic is tapping into the other being's experience and experiencing it. Empathy is knowing of an emotional expression or an experience based on your own
experience. Okay, okay.
Therefore, you express empathy for another being because you have felt the same feeling or you have had very similar experiences as they are having, and you have the ability to relate to what they are experiencing through your own experience, but it is not merging with them and experiencing what they are experiencing. That is empathic. Telepathic, in relation to your inner senses, is that ability to tap into another being, and in that to be translating their experience and their thought mechanism as closely as possible, not based in your own experience. But I would express that telepathy is the one inner sense that you use the least.
Yeah.
That not many individuals engage that, and even when they do, it requires a tremendous amount of practice and discipline to actually fully engage it, because in a manner of speaking, figuratively, it is very similar to not using a muscle.
Yeah.
And a muscle will atrophy. This is the one inner sense that, for the most part, none of you use.
So, like Bashar will say, his people use telepathy to communicate, not words?
That is a translation.
Oh.
It is not telepathy.
Okay.
It is a translation in a word that you recognize.
Oh.
What they are doing is they are communicating through energy somewhat in relation to thought, but thought is different in that type of communication. And in that, they are not using verbal language. They are communicating through energy, and the thoughts are different. You think, for the most part, in words.
Yes.
Beings that communicate with each other through what you are translating as telepathy, they are communicating with each other in images and feelings, and not necessarily words. Therefore, they may generate a picture that they share, which can express an entire story without any words. That is not mind reading, and it is not communicating in words.
It's not telepathy either.
No. That would be a different action. But it is understandable that that would be the word that would be chosen, because that is a familiar word to you.
That is what... Remember when you, Togi, when you channeled... Or not channeled, but when you talked to the woman in Australia? What was her name? The woman that channeled...
Oh, Tomkin.
Tomkin. And then he gave you... I remember listening, and he gave you an image. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And you got the image. You received the image. So is that like how Bashar's people do it?
Yes. It is a projection of an image, and they generate that back and forth, and that is the manner of communication. Highly efficient.
Yeah.
Much faster than words.
Because it encompasses a lot more information all at once.
Yes.
You can transmit actually a whole picture all at once.
Yes.
The problem is you have to decipher it. Most people are not trained to fully grasp the whole image, the whole information. They
Right.
concentrate on the most prominent one, and they are not recognizing all the other branches, isn't it?
Yes, that would be correct. But with a culture that uses that as their form of communication, this would not be a difficulty for them, for they are accustomed to that.
So last night we were sitting out on the balcony, and there was a great lightning heat storm. And was that your energy? The lightning?
No.
No?
Although I am present,
yeah.
But causing it, no.
Would that, that was all of our collective energy?
Yes.
Yeah. Question?
Well, Anna was curious to get introduced to Rose. So we, as you are aware, we did a small trip and she got introduced. And it was amazing. I recognized immediately that Anna was quite content, even with millions of butterflies around her. I mean, Rose took her time to slowly approach her, as you know. You took her hand. But it was amazing that she was so content. So is it due to Anne already familiar with a kind of merging, and also Rose becoming more familiar with generating her energy in a manner that is more acceptable for humans?
Both. Yes, I would express that. May not have been as smooth with another individual, that Yes, you generate a considerably calm energy. And as you and I have discussed, that is a natural state for her. She naturally generates a calm and easy energy. In actuality, that is what we have discussed for you to be allowing with yourself.
Allowing me to be me.
But that lends much more easily in blending those energies and not being overwhelmed or not being distressed.
Rose was doing something with her heart chakra. Can you explain that a little bit? I couldn't really translate it. She did something, but I was not aware what she actually did.
I would express that that was an action of expanding, opening.
Ooh, cool. And I also gave her a voice, not channeling because I was not really comfortable, but I gave her a voice. And I guess I translated most of the thing that Rose was offering correctly. And one of the things that was interesting, she said that it was quite purposeful that Anne and I was drawing to each other before the group session and staying in one room, and that we are complement to each other, not in an intimate manner, but to facilitate something, to start something. So can you actually say something about what was Rose expressing in that manner?
Yes. I would say that I would agree with that. That it offers you the opportunity to explore and satiate some curiosities, and as per usual, gather more information. It offers you an opportunity to practice that connecting and interacting in a comfortable situation and in a manner that you can then translate with other individuals. This is an easy and, in a manner of speaking, complementary energy to do that with, and therefore that gives you the opportunity to practice that, to observe, to be aware of the comfortableness, if there is any non-comfortableness. For the most part, I would express that it is comfortable.
Interesting. Okay.
Especially as you chose to be here in physical proximity now, with that as an objective, and in that, not an accident that you would connect with this individual, because you do generate an ease that would allow you to be practicing, to be aware, rather than presenting to yourself other individuals immediately that might be more challenging.
Cool.
That's cool.
And Sahi was sneaking around our, how you call that, where we were?
Just the balcony.
She was, and I told her that she has the ability to stop projecting like the aborigines can do. So she was actually sneaking around very close, and she was hiding her energy, isn't it?
Yes.
So Anne didn't know that the aborigines can do that.
I did not know that. The aborigines can stop projecting their energy?
Yes.
That, to me, is so fascinating. Any other cultures?
There are some There are some in New Zealand, there are some in South America, and there are a brace in Africa.
And so, wow, so amazing.
It's kind of a secret. They do not...
No.
So,
they don't tell anything.
No, they don't
but
tell.
But I would express that they generate several actions that would be surprising.
Yeah.
That,
oh, really?
Yes.
Like, what, that surprising themselves or other
no.
people?
Yes. Other individuals.
Really?
That most of you don't allow yourselves. They generate significant healing abilities in your terms. In their terms, they are merely expressing their natural direction,
mm-hmm.
and they don't view it as healing.
Yeah.
You would view it as healing, but to them it is not. I would also express that they do incorporate the ability to communicate over considerable distances. Now, I would express that there are several tribes in South America that generate this ability very effectively also. They have the ability to communicate with each other over tremendous distances without any devices.
What?
It's cheaper.
No iPhone? So, do they do that through telepathy?
No, not through...
Empathic sense?
They do that actually with a combination of inner senses, but it is more than that. They generate a projection of energy, which they are aware of. They are projecting energy with a particular vibrational quality that they project intentionally and very specifically, and it does communicate information as effectively as your devices.
Wow!
An excellent display of that would be with several different tribes in South America in which deaf individuals have communicated the same sign language. They have created and invented their
mm-hmm.
own sign
cool.
language, but wow. they all know it. Although they
wow.
are removed from each other by thousands of miles.
Wow.
But when one is transported to encounter another from another tribe in an entirely different area, they know the same signs.
So, do they, like, is it, I guess they direct it to specific individuals? Or is it just...
The Aborigines do.
They do, but the South American tribe doesn't?
No. They are not directing it to specific individuals that they know. They are directing it to specific individuals that are deaf, but not that they
oh,
know
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
The Aboriginals are directing information to specific other tribes or even to specific other individuals.
Are the Aboriginal people considered shifted? Completely shifted?
Almost.
Almost. And how long have they been doing this?
I would express that they have been engaging these actions almost from the onset of their culture.
Wow.
And are they using it also as a weapon? I mean, Sahi is using it as a weapon, which is very powerful, because she sees you, but you are not able to perceive her. So it is almost impossible to prevent that she is attacking you, you know?
No, they don't. Although, that is not to say that there have not been different tribes that have done that. But no, generally they don't.
I have a question. How I am able to perceive Sahi when she's doing that? I mean, I know I don't see her, but I know through whatever sense that she's doing that. So how I'm actually accessing that information? If she is...
Because you are familiar with that energy and you can sense that energy. You know it. You know that energy.
So I know this. There's a certain configuration in energy.
Yes.
And I spot that. And I know also the signature of Sahi's energy. So I know she is around and she's sneaking. Oh my God.
Yes.
Because I mean, she was really freaked out when she was sneaking at my window, looking at me and stopped projecting. And I found out in Aya, and she will ask me, how can you do that? It's actually impossible. And I said, I have no idea how I do that, but I found
because
out.
Because you know that energy.
But it is quite tricky. Ooh. Cool.
That is cool. Guys, play the... What did you say? You guys do a game with each other?
Yeah, hide and seek.
Oh,
I know.
Hide and
you
seek.
Know that. I told you. She influences me not to spot her, and she is sneaking around in my bag, and so she can be very close. She's sometimes even only a meter away from me and standing behind me, feel my energy, get comfortable. It is a game, and I am aware. I could actually prevent that, but this is her way of approaching me, so why should I? I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah.
As long as she's not using it to harm me, it is harmless. So
yes.
I allow that. But I she knows that I could break her. I she knows that I could instantly change it and not get influenced. She knows that, but yeah, why should I? Well. But it was very interesting that she was sneaking around. And she there was also a lot of rose energy there, isn't it?
Yes.
Rose was, and actually we couldn't almost not sleep because there was the whole room was full of rose energy. Unbelievable.
There was a lot of energy flowing. And obviously lit up in the sky was an indication of just a lot of stuff. So is there more energy in Broderboro when Mary has these group sessions? It
yes.
seems like because we all are coming, feels like we're all like coming in and we're all more focused and we bring with us all of our swirling energies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we are correct. And as I have expressed, this particular area is one of the areas that is a vortex. Therefore, the combination of the two does generate a significantly strong energy.
May I ask you something?
You may.
You asked me whether I would be comfortable to bring the group's being again to the session. So there is some purpose. I wonder, what will you address that needs to amplify? Because I think the group being is an amplifier. Because it is focused in this dimension, is tremendous focused energy. Is that correct? So what do you want to have amplified, Elias?
And as always, you will see when I I am offering the information.
Okay, but I was correctly translating that it was an amplification.
Yes.
Okay.
So are you bringing it to this group session?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's keep the amethyst away then, or we might have too much.
I would express that this is a time framework in which it is helpful to generate a larger rippling of energy.
Than normal.
Yes.
And also I saw in the last Aya session, I saw that the Earth is not changing in a constant manner. And we just recently, and I mean recently in form of weeks or months, we entered a phase that means more rapid changes. Would you agree with that?
Yes.
So we will see more dramatic changes,
yes.
Much more.
Yes.
Oh my God. How long can you estimate how long this phase will last?
That depends. There are several variables. It depends partially on what all of you do collectively. It depends on the influence that you generate in relation to other beings besides your species, because they are also involved in what is changing. And in that, it remains to be seen what you choose collectively and how you move forward. At this point, not surprisingly, many areas of the world are following the country of the United States. And they are moving in very similar directions. This is not surprising, for this has been occurring for approximately 150 of your years, that other countries such as Europe and Australia, some South American countries, some Asian countries, not all, and Middle Eastern countries do express and have, for a time framework, the tendency to follow the lead of the country of the United States. And in a manner of speaking, in this past 150 years, it has somewhat set a type of barometer.
Do you think Donald Trump will be instrumental in having other countries maybe say, maybe we don't want to follow the United States anymore?
They are already following.
But do you think they may want to stop following?
It depends. It depends on what the collective does and how they respond. He is one individual. He is expressing himself in a manner that is definitely very genuine to himself. It is not good or bad, right or wrong, it merely is. But it is also serving, not accidentally, once again, as a tremendous catalyst. And that catalyst is creating a significant division. And in that division, the challenge stands now to what you would view as the silent majority. You think of the silent majority as being the individuals that are religious or that are more in the direction of militia. They are not the silent majority. The majority are the individuals that either express complacency and don't act, or that express themselves in opposition but don't act. And all of those individuals that don't do, that is the silent majority. And that is a significant factor to observe what you choose as a collective as to whether you act or you don't. I would express that this is the reason that the world is following in a significant capacity the United States and imitating this individual. This individual expresses very strongly and...
Is he a leader personality?
No. Which is the reason that he expresses very well in being in a leader role. Not that he is tremendously efficient in that, but he is, I would express, considerably good at being in the role of being a leader. And in that, because he is vocal, because he is a catalyst, and because he is not being tremendously opposed.
Yet.
Yes, I agree. He is setting an example, and much of the world is following it.
Okay, so, you say not being opposed. Well, wouldn't, if we started opposing him, wouldn't that be then...
I am using that word loosely.
Okay.
Because when I am expressing not being opposed,
yeah.
I am actually expressing in meaning that he is not being presented with significant difference in a manner as strongly as he is expressing his difference.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Not in the manner of opposition to him, but rather he is expressing in a genuine manner for himself. And he genuinely believes what he is expressing. And there are a tremendous volume of you that genuinely believe different or almost the opposite.
Yeah.
But he's not being challenged.
Yeah. So, well, he's being challenged. The media challenges him. Bernie Sanders.
There are some individuals that do challenge him. Not en masse.
And like to get him,
what
like,
I would express to you in relation to the media, it matters not which media you are speaking of. They are all propaganda.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah, that's why we don't listen to them.
Therefore, whether they seem to be agreeing with him or challenging him, they are not doing either.
Yeah.
They are all neutral, and they are all expressing propaganda in relation to their own agendas.
Yes. I see that.
therefore that is not challenging him.
I wonder how on earth you could challenge him.
Well, I know...
I would express that it would not be difficult.
No.
It merely requires...
Well,
action.
I think it would require also being in the right position. Like, I think some... No?
You just
like,
have to express as a mass.
Yes.
You have to become aware that you are not powerless. And if you express as a mass in one direction, he will be challenged a lot. And he will not react nicely.
I know he would back down. I mean,
what
I
would express to you is... You generated that type of expression at his coronation, his inauguration. You expressed that type of power and that type of challenge. And at the time, individuals... expressed to myself many questions, and I expressed to all of you then and continue now to say the same. We shall see what you do.
Yes.
You generated a statement, but now it is a matter of whether you follow through and engage that statement, which thus far you haven't. You made a statement. You generated a massive show of your challenge in that statement around the world, and then you stopped.
But I really do think, I mean, just because obviously I would not, you know, say take an action for myself, I really wouldn't know of an action. Like, there's no action regarding Trump that I feel even inspired or inclined to take. I just...
But you are thinking in terms, in a manner of speaking, of opposing him. It is not a matter of opposing him. The challenge is not complying.
Right.
Which you are doing.
I'm complying.
We
with
all
you
pay
are
our
being
taxes.
Non-compliant. Although, yes, you are correct. There are many actions in which you are being compliant.
Yes, sir.
But there are some actions that you are beginning to be non-compliant.
And
with.
If many, many people would all of a sudden do that, the system would actually crash immediately because it is not maintainable.
Right.
Then.
Yes,
yeah.
You are correct.
So, and that would challenge him, yeah.
Yes,
most definitely.
Would. But it is a matter of how important that is. And
well, and how motivated the people are.
Precisely.
Because if they are feeling comfortable, they are not motivated to change them.
I think they're afraid of, it's like the devil you don't know.
Precisely.
I think they're like, I can still get up. And,
I would express that you are correct and that they reinforce that and therefore reinforce their complacency with expressing the idea to themselves that this is temporary.
Yeah.
What they are not admitting is that in this temporary, a considerable amount of movement can occur in directions that you don't necessarily want.
Oh, yeah.
I would express that it has already begun.
Well, yeah, like with, you know, what he's doing with the EPA and stuff.
Precisely.
But it's so, in my mind, it's just so, and I know you say, like, it's like so overwhelming, and I know you say they're individuals. It's not, the corporation is filled full of individuals. The government is filled full of individuals. It's created, made up of individuals. So I know that is important to always go back to. individuals. But sometimes, especially in government, the way, like listening to John and his job, which is a government contractor, there's so many convoluted layers and it's like, it's just like if you wanted to do something about the EPA and these regulations and like, oh, like, I feel like if you were an attorney or you might know or like I could say, I could, yeah, you want to chop down the tree, I'll tie myself up to the tree. So I don't know. It's just,
it does not require that much effort.
So you say.
It does not require that much thought, that much effort, that much action. I would express to you, each and every one of you has the same power as a group of children that are challenging the powers that be. There is a significant number of children that are challenging for their future. You each have the same power and ability, and you don't have to march. All you have to do is engage your devices and express yourself.
Well,
write a letter. I would express that you all dismiss that, and that is so tremendously powerful, and you all have the ability to do it, and it doesn't require tremendous effort, it doesn't require tremendous time, and you have the ability to do it. All of those individuals are elected individuals, and that factor is not lost on them. They know they are elected individuals, and they prize and value their positions, and they want to hold their positions, and they know that if those individuals, all those constituents that elected them, are not satisfied, they also know that they run tremendous risk of losing their job. But so many of you ask, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? There are hundreds of thousands, millions of you, that all that is required of you is 10 minutes of your time in your home, not marching, not screaming, not protesting, and using your device and pushing a button.
Yeah.
That is all that is necessary. But you don't do it.
Well, I
all those individuals that participated in that protest, in challenging that inauguration, have not done it. Therefore, I expressed, we shall see what you do. You made a statement, but you do nothing with it. Because you view yourself as one individual against a structure, against this enormous construct that you have no power over, and what can you do? And you don't want to tie yourself to a tree. It is not that intense.
Mm-hmm.
of a situation that you must do.
I agree, but I still have a belief. I mean, I hear what you're saying.
If you, as an individual...
I think this is... Most people feel like this. Obviously, I feel like, yes, I could write a letter, but I don't see the effectiveness in that unless everybody writes a letter.
Then, it is a matter of what is important to you and being creative. You don't have to tie yourself to a tree. If you have a job, you can speak to each person at your job and ask them to compose one paragraph and send it to you. They don't even have to send it. You don't even have to request that the other individuals do something, because most individuals are so complacent. Therefore, they don't even have to contact anyone. They can send it to you, and you can send them all at once. You can ask your family, your neighbors, your friends, send me one paragraph of what you are dissatisfied with. They don't have to address their official. You can send it. And then you're not sending one, you're sending many. And the more you do that, it always ripples. Other individuals may be inspired to do it also. And then one other individual at your employment does the same and has 50 more that send them one paragraph of what they are dissatisfied with. It ripples very quickly, very easily. And you are more effective expressing to each other than any type of advertisement.
We do that. Like, if you look at the Facebook, people express on Facebook all the time.
You are expressing to each other, not to the individuals that are generating the situation. What I am expressing is, you expressed, but I am one individual. I can write a letter, but that is only one letter. It requires many, many, many letters. But if you are asking every individual that you know to write you one paragraph of what they are dissatisfied with, and you send all those paragraphs, there you have 50 or 100 letters from one individual.
Interesting, yeah?
And that is not requiring tremendous effort or time or energy, and it costs you nothing.
You know, Elias, I think this is very important, because, I mean, you expressed that in generality, but now you actually put some real action, which are correct. It is easy done, but I think the problem was people were listening to you, but they couldn't actually figure out what does it really mean. And now, when we share that, people are aware, oh my gosh, yes, he's right, and now I understand what he means. So it was purposeful. You prepared it because you know that most people were not completely assimilating at that. So you pushed out the information, you waited, and now you are delivering the act. So that's, I know you, and it is quite clever. Well done, I can tell you.
Thank you. Yes, and that is purposeful.
Yes, I know.
Because regardless that individuals have information, it is not until you become actually somewhat uncomfortable and you have had time to observe the situation and evaluate, then you may be motivated to act.
A completely different action. Have anyone in Brattleboro saw Susan? She is hovering over Brattleboro. Have ever a single individual seen her?
No. But I would express that some individuals sense or feel that energy, yes.
Cool.
Not seen with physical senses, but yes, there are individuals that feel the presence of that energy.
And back to the... It's the same as actually true with earth changes. You know, you laid the ground for that. Many people got very, very nervous and got annoyed because you simply stated that. And I guess you will catch up with more information, isn't it? Once people have assimilated and actually made their own investigation, you will...
And also, I would express that until very recently, although I have offered the information now for a time framework of 2.5 to 3 years, it has not been until now that individuals that are not residing in places that you think of as third world countries are actually seeing what I was expressing.
Yeah.
Now they see evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Now it becomes more real.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about...
Now when your cities are underwater...
Yes.
You see what I am expressing. And in that, when you are experiencing increased prices because your produce or your food sources are limited because of drought, you begin to pay attention. It is personally affecting you. Before, 2.5 or 3 years prior, most individuals that were listening to myself reside in places that they thought were untouched. Or they are in the civilized world. They are not living in huts that can be washed away. Condominiums can be washed away also.
Yeah, and I mean, we talked about, I saw in Aya, when the first main city is flooded and giving up, that will cause a tremendous shockwave, Elias. I mean, I saw that.
Is.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it is not that a whole main city is just giving up. That the government is saying, well, we have to move everyone out, we do nothing, just leaves the city, and we have to really relocate.
Yeah.
If this is going to happen, I can tell you, that is a shockwave that is, wow.
And it is coming.
I know it is coming. Yeah. Okay.
All right, well, if we heard the buzzer, I'm sure we'll hear more about this tomorrow, won't we?
Perhaps.
Tomorrow at the group session, Elias is going to say, okay, everybody, take out your pen and your paper and write a letter. That's going to be the first thing we have to do. And then the session shall commence.
Ah, excellent idea.
Yeah.
I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting and our continuation.
Oh, thank you.
I express tremendous loveliness to both of you and tremendous encouragement to each of you in your journeys.
Thank you.
And an acknowledgement to all of your other energies.
Thank you.
Wondrous loveliness to both of you. Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Take my nap.
Now you take your nap.